So, Freunde, ich bin immer noch ganz aus dem Häuschen. Ich habe Eric Xu getroffen, einen der wahrscheinlich bekanntesten Marketing-Podcaster der Welt. Und er hat mir verraten, wie seine YouTube-Strategie aussieht und wie er auf 100.000 Abonnenten kommen will.
You also recently started with YouTube, and we get a little insight in your office space and so on. So yeah. I find it very interesting. You have very nice office spaces.
Thank you.
And but it's the same again, right? You have sometimes you have 30, 50, 70 views on your YouTube videos. So what's your goal with YouTube? Yeah. How will you develop it? And what's
it's the same thing again. Yeah. I mean, our goal right now, we're at 4,000 subscribers. We want to get to 50,000, then to 100,000. It's the same thing as the podcast. Again, you're starting $9. How do you figure it out? I think everyone starts there, but everybody just keeps looking at the people that have a million subscribers. And then if you keep looking at the million, you're never going to get there. But if you start smaller and you just keep building it up, like, you will get there because you just keep putting in the work. So I don't think there's anything sexy to it. I think our videos are good. I think we're just constantly figuring out, like, how do we continue to promote things like that. So now we're running YouTube ads, maybe targeting towards Entrepreneur Magazine or Gary Vee, just trying to continue to come up with creative ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have different kind of formats. Let's drive us through your content strategy on YouTube.
Yeah, so on YouTube we have our reality series that has not been released yet, so that's... The first season is going to be 9 episodes. We go into companies, we learn their story, we learn what they're struggling with, and we get a tour of the office, right? So those are short 15 to 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of how-to videos too, like, you know, SEO, Facebook, whatever, that kind of stuff. And then we have...
Guess what? You repurpose things from the marketing school podcast,
yes,
right?
So there's a lot of repurposing going on. Neil actually does the same thing on his channel too. And there's the vlog too. So, you know, I brought a camera here to Berlin too. My team's telling me to record vlog stuff. I did some yesterday. So the vlog stuff's interesting because I'll be walking around, you see different cities, and then you see different interactions. But then there's always, like, one key takeaway, right? There's, like, yesterday it was, like, I was talking about why it's important to travel, to let your team kind of handle the things. So, you know, you don't have a business until the business can grow without you and you're not in the day-to-day. So that was my point yesterday. It's like, hey, like, I'm walking here in Berlin right now, but you have to give people a chance to kind of make mistakes and try new things. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ja, Freunde. Morgen geht's weiter und Eric verrät mir, was seine Marketing-Trends für die Zukunft und das nächste Jahr 2018 sind.